FO in Medford.
Let me put my arms around it. Gee, it's hot, let's go to bed. And don't forget to turn on the light. Don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Dead and Cobain's eyes and score like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenak, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the raids no more. Like the video film. She knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian. Elk is somewhere around. And I'll be here till 3. And like I was saying to Jane, Jane, good show. Just digging something about the woman on the ride up. They start every day at 11. Like I told her, I don't know, we'll do a mishmash of things. Definitely throw some local in. If not during, well, we always end the show with some local after the Boston Groupie News report every week. Local out of Boston. And sometimes our New York friends. So today was the anniversary of Neil Young's fantastic, legendary album, Rust Never Sleeps, June 22nd, 1979, and I think I'll be playing a few live cuts of the studio songs that were on that album. What do you think? If you'd like to call in, tell me what you think. 855-915-9636. It's a crash course for the Ravers.
get big, I'm going to get an electric guitar.
There you go.
When I get real big. You pay for that, and once you're gone, you can't come back. When you're out of the blue and into the black, not forgotten.
Celebrating, Russ never sleeps. I know, I probably should be playing the studio tracks, but I think I'd have to find the vinyl. And I'm too lazy for that today. But I have plenty of live tracks from that album. Russ Never Sleeps, Neil Young. It was the 10th album by Canadian-American singer-songwriter Neil Young and his third with American band Crazy Horse was released on June 22nd, 1979 by Reprise Records and features both studio and live tracks. Most of the album was recorded live, then overdubbed in the studio, while others originated in the studio. Young used the phrase "Rust Never Sleeps" as a concept for his tour with Crazy Horse to avoid artistic competency and try more progressive theatrical approaches to performing live. The album peaked at number 8 on the Billboard 200 album chart and spawned that hit single "Hey Hey My My" into the black that peaked at number 79 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. It has included one of Young's most popular and critically acclaimed songs, the enigmatic "Powderfinger." The album, along with Young's 1990 release "Ragged Glory," has widely been considered a precursor of grunge music, with the bands Nirvana and Pearl Jam having cited Young's heavily distorted and abrasive guitar style on the B-side to this album as an inspiration. And with that, oh, a quick story. I often refer to Neil Young as Uncle Neil. We both share a last name, you know. And I found a Neil Young website I was, you know, interested in. I was reading some stuff on, oh, I know what it was. They were selling a Neil Young and Crazy Horse shirt. And there was a picture of, a recent picture of Neil Young holding up one of the shirts. So I said, I typed underneath it, I go, well, if Uncle Neil endorses it, it must be cool. And the people who run the site quickly sent me a message. Where do you live? Please send us a private message right now. And then and on the Facebook itself, they said, thank you for all your support and love underneath it. So I'm going, these guys think I'm Neil Young's nephew. let me get this going. So then, but I was truthful. I said, look, I live in Boston. I do sing in a band. My real name is Young. I go, I do a radio show Saturdays. And I often refer to Neil Young as Uncle Neil. I go, we both share the same last name. And I go, I think I look a little reminiscent of him when he was youthful. And I said, and you know, after all, we are all related. Who knows how far, you know? They never answered back. I think they were pissed that I fooled them, you know? But I wasn't trying to fool anyone. And with that, here's more Uncle Neil with Powderfinger. Live from Live Rust.
Look out, Mama, there's a white boat coming up the river with a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the rail. I think you better call John. It don't look like they're here to deliver.
Numbers on the side and the gun in its hand. Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
So no
Vicky,
pills.
You're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Oh,
That's not what we wanted, baby. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, we were celebrating a little Rust Never Sleeps, which came out on this day in 1979. Earlier, started the show with Hey Hey My My, Into the Black. But that cut was from Live Rust, original song on Rust Never Sleeps. Hey Hey, My Hey Hey, out of the Blue Live from Live Rust. Oh, we did a lot off Live Rust. Powderfinger from Live Rust. But then Sedan Delivery, interesting song. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. And they put that out again on Year of the Horse, but it was on Rust Never Sleeps. It's funny, if you look at the Wikipedia, you know, the people were asked if it, you know, it was 1979, if he was being influenced by the punk going on at all at that time and before. And no, most of these songs were written before, like, anyone even knew of the Sex Pistols. And he mentions Johnny Rotten in it. No, he didn't know there was going to be a British punker named Johnny Rotten, you know. He did give credit to Devo, though, of all bands. He actually did a little work with Devo. You can find that in YouTube. But he says that last Neil Young song I played, Sedan Delivery, he goes, I definitely got that from Devo's attitude, and I can hear it. That's pretty cool. I loved Devo when I was a little kid. Now we're going to like mix all this together, and I'll tell you how. They after grunge came out, people started to call Neil Young godfather of grunge. I went to a Neil Young show. It wasn't Neil Young and Crazy Horse, but it was Neil Young with Booker T and the MGs. Can you believe that? That little crazy backup band. I couldn't ask for something better. I mean, I'm sure Crazy Horse is probably the best way to see him. But it was just like other legends on stage playing with him. It was pretty damn cool. The opening acts were Soundgarden and Blind Melon. Two very grunge bands at the time. And they were calling it the Godfather of Grunge Tour. So I guess Neil like was embracing that they were calling him that at the time. Years later, after I went to broadcasting school and was working for WBCN, Chris Cornell from Soundgarden comes in and plays us a few songs. When he was done, we kind of lined up to get a picture with him. But most people just seemed like starstruck or whatever. I walked up to him. I go, oh, yeah, last time I saw you, you were with Neil Young and Blind Melon. And he went, holy crap. He goes, you were at one of those shows? I go, yeah. He goes, that was amazing. We only did a few of those. So I actually had something to say to Chris Cornell that got him excited. I loved it. Where most of the people were just like, yeah, here's your picture, get out of my way. So I thought that was beautiful. Here's Soundgarden, how I'm going to put all these stories together. We mentioned Neil Young was kind of a Devo freak for a little while. Here's Soundgarden covering Devo. Woo! Crash Course for the Ravers, 91.5 WMFO. We'll be right back.
Seen him smile in a little while. like a snowball grows until it gets too big. Until she lost contact.